It's February, which means Valentine's Day and my birthday are right around the corner. It might be the shortest month, but it's the best month. And if you're anything like me, you want the look and feel of luxury without the price tag. And y'all know, Quince is my one-stop shop for luxury essentials at affordable prices. Be still, my little Pisces heart. Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices that are totally within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, a favorite of me and Mr. F for sure, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry. And then my newest obsession, their stylish packing cubes that make prepping for a weekend getaway a breeze. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with safe, ethical, and responsible factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us, meaning that you can look and feel like $1 million without breaking the bank, something that definitely doesn't happen in MLM. Give yourself the luxury that you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/MLM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/MLM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/MLM. I know we often talk about big pyramid, but can we talk about big wireless for a second? If after years of overpaying for wireless, you're finally fed up from those wildly high wireless bills, bogus fees, and quote-unquote free perks that actually cost more in the long run, why not switch to Mint Mobile and keep your money where you can see it? Mint Mobile is here to rescue you from big wireless with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can even use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number, along with all of your contacts. It's a snap to switch. So ditch overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. If you like your money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/aftermlm. That's mintmobile.com/aftermlm. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. Hey, I'm Roberta Blevins, and this is Life After MLM, a podcast where we work to end the stigma of failure in an industry systemically designed for you to fail. Join us as we dive into the real-life stories of survivors, experts, and advocates as we debunk the common myths and fallacies of cults, frauds, scams, and multi-level marketing. Hey, Hunbots and Hunbros, I hope you had a wonderful and beautiful holiday season, and you're taking it easy and you're not doing too much as the rest of the year comes to a close. I know I'm doing that, taking it easy. Took the advice of Jane Marie last year and really just decided that when I needed to take a break this year, that I would. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who understood that and supported me through taking some time off and skipping some bonus episodes and just like maintaining my mental health over the show. I just feel like the show is better when I am better. And there were just a few times this year that I just needed to take that break. It has been an incredible year over here at Life After MLM. And I am just so unbelievably proud of this show and how well it has done over the last 4 years. We are going into our fifth season, which is just unheard of for me. I never ever thought that this would become a full-time thing. I never thought we'd be on season 5. Like, what is even happening? This is incredible. I am so excited for the future and what this show has. I am just so excited for 2025 and where everything will be taking us, not only this show, but the stuff that I haven't been able to talk about on the back end with you guys. There's so much cool stuff happening and I wish I could share it and I can't, but obviously, like, as soon as I can, you guys will know first. But I just decided that instead of busting my butt between Christmas and New Year's, I would take some time off and I would share with you some of the funny blooper clips that I have been sort of saving throughout the whole year. I started doing this, I think, the year before, just sort of saving funny clips. And last year I was like, as they come up, I'm going to save them. I'm going to try to remember to do this like every year because a lot of really funny things come up. And it's so much easier for me to just go into a folder and pull all those clips than try to like figure it out and find them later on. Next week, we will have a best of 2024 because somebody reached out and said, hey, are you going to do a best of episode? And I was like, oh my gosh, of course I will. So this is just a fun episode to get us through the end of the year. It is goofy and silly. And if you're not about that, you probably won't like it. It is literally clips of my dogs interrupting me and airplanes like we're hearing right now interrupting me. For real? I mean, more serendipitous than the airplane flying by right now. There are some things in podcasting, especially when you're an independent podcaster and you don't have a fancy studio, that happen that you don't really have a lot of control over. And then on the other side, there's a lot of things I can't control with guests, you know, like the quality of their mic or whether or not there's beeping or barking or children or any of those things. And I think we've just come to realize that we just kind of roll with that. It's real life. It's happening as it's going. I don't have a fancy podcast studio yet. And so those things happen. It happens a lot more than you would think, but here's a couple of examples. And so it's so interesting to me that, like, you know, they don't care, but that this person,
what is happening? Is there an airplane or a semi truck?
I don't know. Hold on. It's like my ground, like the floor is vibrating, so I know my microphone's gonna pick it up. It's just loud. That's all I know, is it's ridiculously loud. If I had a fancy podcast studio, this wouldn't be a problem. I'm just kidding. I was like, I'm gonna build a she shed in the backyard, soundproof it.
After that, that's my neighbor, and I'm literally about to text her, be like, look, I'm on a podcast. Can you shut the fuck up, please?
One of my favorite things about working from home is obviously that I'm home and that I can do a ton of things in between working if I have to. And one of those things is being a mom. You guys have met Abby before. You've seen pictures. You hear her sometimes in the background of the episodes. And one of the hardest times to be a stay-at-home mom when you work from home, and I'm speaking from experience here, is summer vacation. This summer was so difficult because I had work to do. And I had Abby who wanted to go do fun things like going to the movies and having a good time and going to the beach and like asking me, are we going to do anything fun today? And, you know, it kind of sucks to be like, oh, I got to work. So there was a lot of juggling, but there were some really fun experiences where Abby just got to see me work and record. And of course, you know, she's got to pop her head in and see what's going on and kind of be a part of the conversation. So enjoy these Abby clips of her in the summer and the antics that she would get into when she knew I was busy recording and couldn't really do anything. Hold on one second. What's the matter? I'm trying to get the cat. Here's the cat. Meow.
I didn't want to come interrupt.
I don't want to come interrupt. I just wanted to stand across the hallway and go, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. She's like dangling a toy like in the hallway trying to get the kids' attention. I could see her. I was like, what is going on?
I know.
What's in your hand?
I have whipped cream.
Because why wouldn't she have
whipped cream? Are you trying to feed the cat whipped cream?
And I put some for her and she's so blind she didn't see it.
She came and took the cat and left the dogs. And then as soon as the door was shut, the dogs wanted out. Like, get us out of here.
Yeah. I hear there's whipped cream out there. Yeah.
They're like, whipped cream? Yeah. She's got a can of whipped cream. I was like, what? I came in her room this morning because I heard her get up and like walk around. She's totally on summer schedule, this one. In her bed, like
in her bed,
like in the in front of the fan, just like eating ice cream at like 7:30 this morning. I was like, okay, merry summer to you.
I have those moments with my kids where I see them do that stuff and I have to just be like, allow it, Sarah. Because right, when I was their age, we were prepping for like a doomsday.
Yahoo!
I don't know if you know this or not, but our laundry room is in our basement. It's down a tight flight of stairs that freaks me out even when I'm not taking down heavy loads of dirty clothes with me. Switching out our heavy, big box store sized plastic tubs and bottles for our EarthBreeze eco-friendly plastic-free envelopes has eliminated not only extra weight heading down those stairs, but also cuts down on our plastic waste. We are a house that recycles, and you'd think that those bottles would be easily recyclable, but 500 million of them end up in landfills and oceans every single year. That alone is an incredible incentive to switch to EarthBreeze laundry sheets. It's an easy way to get amazingly clean clothes without all that plastic waste, delivered right to your door. Get 40% off EarthBreeze when you sign up for auto shipments at earthbreeze.com/MLM. That's earthbreeze.com/MLM. If you have young kids like me, a new year is another chance to do all of the amazing things that you didn't get to do the year before. That epic family trip, an incredible themed party, checking off a bucket list item, or dare I say it, another year closer to getting a phone. With the power of phones today, when it was time to get Abby one, I was pretty nervous about it. I have to be chronically online for my job, and I've seen some of the worst of the worst when it comes to content that comes across kids' feeds. Luckily, with Gab, there's a less nerve-wracking way. No social media apps, no internet browser, and GPS tracking. Gab devices were built specifically to keep kids and teens safely connected. They are the leader in safe phones and watches for kids, teens, and tweens, and it's easy to see why. As a parent, the Gab Companion app is a lifesaver. With parental controls, message monitoring, safe zones, and usage logs, you can manage their devices and monitor their location without ever having to bother them. And on Abby's watch, focus mode comes in handy when she's prepping and studying for not only school, but all of her extracurriculars too. Right now, Gab is offering $25 off any device with no contract required. Just go to gab.com/MLM to get started. That's Gab, GABB.com/MLM. Gab.com/MLM. Terms and conditions apply. As annoying as it is to get interrupted or have to sort of reset my ADHD brain when I'm working because Abby's here, I do get an awful lot of work done on my non-Abby weeks, to be honest. But it's even worse with a dog, or two dogs and a bird and a cat, and all of the ridiculousness that comes from having a zoo of animals in your house. And as much as I love having all of our pets, it can get to be pretty much. I know sometimes you hear the water from the aquarium that needs to be topped off, or you hear Zsa Zsa in the background howling, or the cat getting into trouble. Whatever it is, it happened a lot this year. And so I just wanted to share some of the stuff that gets cut out that you guys don't ever get to hear, and the ridiculousness of my pets, and just how much they want to be included in the show at any cost.
I feel like I need to give my dog like those calming drops just to have her chill for a little bit.
I feel like I need to try some dog calming drops too. Yeah, she just needs like stop barking at everything drops.
I feel that.
Stop it. One sec. She's very opinionated about Amway. One sec.
I hope your dog goes okay.
She is. She's just... She is very vocal.
Yes.
I'm going to kick you out. You want to be kicked out? Or do you want to lay right there and be nice? We have to record now. She always somehow manages to be in here when I'm filming Scientology episodes, and I just think she's not a fan.
I get it. I'm the same.
She apparently...
Stop it!
She also doesn't like...
Zsa Zsa!
I feel you. I feel you.
Oh my gosh. It's squirrel season. And that's Zsa Zsa's favorite season.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, what I was trying to say is that... I'm gonna... One sec.
Zsa Zsa!
She hates Amway.
I don't blame her.
I forget what I was saying when she interrupted me. My dog kicked the door. I feel like there's like a carbon monoxide leak in here or something. Like the cat's asleep and the dogs, they're all just like laying out, all splayed about.
I grew up in this coastal. That was the dog.
Friggin' dogs, I swear, man.
That's all right, man. You gotta love them. You know? Like, I'm telling you.
Hey. Hey, I love you so much, but you're ruining the window frames. Let's go. Outside. This way. Spanky, let's go. You too.
This might be the most difficult they've ever been in an interview process. The cat has decided to show up.
I love it.
I have a cat that is playing with a water bottle right now that I'm going to take away from her. It's this cat is wild.
Is your cat going crazy?
She pulled this out of the recycling and she's like batting it across the hardwood floor. And it's so distracting. Gotta pick the noisiest thing to play with while I'm recording. That's all of my animals are so considerate of my time.
You know what? You're so cute and you're so lucky. Get out.
Get a pet, they said. Get more. It'll be great. Have a zoo. Whatever. Not recommended. Whenever I meet anybody who is a podcaster or who wants to start podcasting and they ask me advice, I always tell them, learn to edit. Because the first, I don't know, I think 6 months or so of this podcast, if you go back, I didn't know how to edit. I didn't know that was a thing I could do. And I didn't know that I could be on mute or that I could remove my voice from things. I had no idea. I was like a total noob. Now, 4 years in, I have a little bit more idea of what's going on. And I also have an editor, the amazing and wonderful Kayla, who keeps all of these audios ready for us, makes my life so much easier by cutting out all the ums and the uhs and the long pauses, which is totally normal. I just want everybody listening that wants to be on the show. That's normal. The magic of the podcast is editing all of that stuff out and making you sound amazing. I can't even tell you how many times I'll have an episode and the guest will be like, oh my gosh, you're going to have to edit so much stuff out. I said so much, or I was all over the place. And then they hear their episode and they say, oh my God, you made me sound so good. That's not all me. A lot of that is Kayla. She is incredible. I believe we're now a year and a half into Kayla being on the show and helping us with editing, which is incredible. And she messaged me earlier this year. She's like, we just had our 1 year anniversary. And I couldn't even imagine. Like, I was like, what? This is, it just seems like Kayla has always been here, but also at the same time that Kayla's brand new. I don't know. Does that make sense? But I love her. We've been friends for a long time. Her works and efforts on this show to make my life easier so that we can get an episode out every Sunday is incredible. So here are some of those bloopers that get edited out. And sometimes Kayla leaves them in because she knows I like to add them to the show. But these are the things that get cut and the callbacks to Kayla to make sure that they do get cut. And I just want to say thank you so much to Kayla for being so incredible and making the show run even smoother than I ever thought possible. Welcome back to another episode of Life After MLM. I'm really excited today. We're going to be discussing more topics, heavy topics, with, I'm so awkward right now. Let me start all the way over. I was thrown off my groove.
I know.
Wow. Look at me. Woo, Kayla, cut that out. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Emily. Oops, I just hit the microphone. Let me start that over again. Let me put this up a little higher. Kundalini yoga. You go back to that Kundalini. You go back to that Kundalini yoga. I can't even say it. Do you see this? It's Kundalini.
You did it. That's it.
Kundalini. But we're having it, and that's the important part here. I would love to welcome to the show Dr. Mara. I'm sorry, doc. I said doctor with an A. That was doctor. Really strange. Doctor. And I would like to welcome to my show. I was not my show, even though it is my show. I would welcome. Look at me. This is what we edited out. This is what we edited out, huh, Kayla? Jeez, oh, Louiso.
Your data is like gold to hackers. They're selling your passwords, bank details, and private messages. McAfee helps stop them. Secure VPN keeps your online activity private. AI-powered text scam detector spots phishing attempts instantly. And with award-winning antivirus, you get top-tier hacker protection. Plus, you'll get up to $2 million in identity theft coverage, all for just $39.99 for your first year. Visit McAfee.com. Cancel anytime. Terms apply.
I can say to my new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, hey, find a keto-friendly restaurant nearby and text it to Beth and Steve. And it does, without me lifting a finger, so I can get in more squats anywhere I can. One, two, three.
Will that be cash or credit?
Credit. Four.
Galaxy S25 Ultra, the AI companion that does the heavy lifting so you can do you. Get yours at Samsung.com. Compatible with select apps requires Google Gemini account. Results may vary based on input. Check responses for accuracy.
And like I teased at the beginning of this episode, we are going to be doing a best of next week. So if there is any episode that you just found yourself laughing or going back to or sending to your friends or saying, oh my God, you have to listen to this episode. It's like my favorite episode of the year. Hit me up. Look on my stories. I'm going to be doing stories on Instagram so you can kind of vote on things or send in your favorites or your suggestions. Because next week we are going to do a clip show of all of the most favorite moments of you guys and me from the last year. But to give you a little tease and to wet your whistle, here is one of my absolute most favorite clips from this year, the unedited version of it, where Michelle came and we got to talk to Apostate Alex, and he introduced us to a politician that we didn't know about who has literally the worst superhero name ever.
Because you want to influence their decision so they look, you know, positively or more kindly on Scientology. And they've been doing it since 1959. And I knew that there was going to be a little bit of this anyway. We see it a lot in Clearwater, but I didn't expect it to be so deep. Road closure, for example, there's a counselor. I kid you not, I have to try really hard not to laugh. His name is Dick Sweatman.
Wait, what?
I kid you not.
His name is Dick Sweatman? His name is
Dick Sweatman.
Dick Sweatman.
Yeah. His name is Richard, right? He could have called himself Richard, but he chose to be called Dick, and he has the last name Sweatman. Like,
I mean, it is his choice.
Oh, man.
We can respect his choice, but his name is Dick Sweatman. That sounds like the worst superhero name ever.
No, so don't save me.
Scientology love themselves a bit of Dick Sweatman. Like, they can't get themselves enough of Dick Sweatman. Like, Janet and Graham, who are the head of OSA in the UK, like, Janet has Dick on speed dial. Like, she'll just press and hold one and
Dick Sweatman.
I'm so sorry, Michelle and I are children.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Alex is totally not with us there. No, that is so good.
God, my face hurts.
It's unfortunate.
It's fortunate for us.
Yeah.
I feel like we need some Dick Sweatman merch now.
We have Dick Sweatman merch on my merch store, apostatealex.com.
You ex-Scientologists have your shit together, because every time we've been in one of these calls and, you know, these interviews, and we're like, oh, that would make great merch, the other person is like, oh, that's in my store.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a great merch idea. They're like, we already have that.
I'm sorry, though. Going back, you do have Dick Sweatman merch?
I've got t-shirts and mugs and such that say, not my Dick Sweatman.
I want to say thank you to everybody who is listening now, who is a fan of the show. Whether you started yesterday or you've been here from the beginning, you are the reason this show exists. You are the reason this show is as good and as funny and as poignant as it is. You are the reason that we are educating people, that people are getting out of MLMs, and that people are moving on from scams and frauds and speaking out and telling their stories. The fact that you are a captive audience who gets it, who understands the nuances of how difficult these scams are and how hard it is to tell your story, and just being an open and willing ear to listen, you guys make this show incredible. You guys have changed my entire life. This show would be nothing without the listeners. Thank you so much for an incredible 2024, an incredible fourth season. I have so much in my brain for season 5. We've got some fun segments we've been talking about doing. We've got some fun topics that we want to get into. We've got some heavy topics that we want to dive into finally. And it's just the most incredible job I have ever had. And I am so thankful and so lucky that I get to wake up and make these episodes and have these conversations with you guys. If you have been listening and saying, I want to do this, I want to tell my story, I want to get on the show, let me know, hit me up. We have an entire year's calendar to fill for our recording schedule. I am so excited. We already have a couple people on there. But if you are one of the people that have been saying, I should tell my story, and you're finally ready, remember, we want you to be ready. We want you to be good to go. We don't want to re-traumatize you. But if you are that person and you think, hey, she's never talked about my MLM, she's never talked about this specific topic, she's never talked about the connections between these two things, or even if you have an Amway story or a Mary Kay story or a LuLaRoe story that we've heard, but yours is different and you want to get your story out, hit us up. This is the most wonderful job I've ever had. You guys make this show so special. I hope you enjoyed this silly episode. It really is just kind of a short, silly episode to get us through the end of the year. We'll be back with Best Of next week, and then back into regular stories right after that. We've got a Beachbody story that is so juicy. You are going to friggin' love it. I know you will. Thank you so much again for an incredible 2024. I cannot wait to see what 2025 brings us. Much love to you guys. And we'll see you in the new year. Thank you so much for listening to Life After MLM. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And follow us on social media at Life After MLM Podcast, or visit our website at lifeaftermlmpod.com. And don't forget to check out our Patreon for exclusive content and join the community on Discord. You can find all of the links to follow in our show notes. Life After MLM is produced by Roberta Blevins. Audio editing is done by the lovely Kayla Craven. Video editing by the indescribable RK Gold. And Michelle Carpenter is our triple emerald princess of robots. If you have a story about a cult, fraud, scam, or MLM and want to be on the show, please hit us up. We would love to help you tell your story and start your healing journey in Life After MLM. See you next time, Hunts.